He is former Blue Jay. He's played for all five teams in the division. And he's been lights out for the Red Sox. He will not play tonight again after taking a 94-mile-an-hour fastball off the shin or ankle last night. But still nice enough to come on the show. Here is Steve Pierce. How are you feeling today, Steve?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm doing good.
What was that? What's that like, man? 94 miles an hour off the ankle.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't feel good. You know, I was able to get up, you know, through adrenaline. But, man, once that adrenaline wore off, man, that's when the pain really starts sinking.
Were you still in the dugout when Betts went off with that 13-pitch at-bat that ended up in a grand slam? Were you still watching the game live?
Oh, I was. Oh no, I wasn't. I wasn't on the bench at the time. I was icing. So, but man, that was exciting.
Yeah, I mean, put that into perspective as just a player in general. Forget a teammate, but just an athlete, a pro baller. I mean, watching a guy like Mookie Betts perform and launch that one to the moon. What was that like for you?
Well, you could see it all mounting up. I mean, with how the inning was going, that double play that got overturned, then. You know, the ball off of, you know, Smokey's glove in foul territory, and then the swinging bunt by Nunez that beat it out. I mean, it seems like, you know, it was building up to something special, and man, did he deliver.
You know, I don't think there's anything more frustrating for an athlete, Steve, than to get hurt when you're playing well. And I know that, you know, you've really been playing well for Boston. How frustrating is this?
It's very frustrating. But, you know, this isn't a... this isn't like a strained muscle or tear or anything like that. This is just a bone bruise, and you know, this shouldn't keep me out more than a couple days.
In terms of those numbers, I mean, Gord just referenced them. They're off the charts in Boston. What is it about Fenway? What is it about that lineup that has you so locked in and putting up these kind of numbers?
Well, I mean, hitting's contagious. You know, it's not just me; it's everybody. And you know, it's coming over here, you know, I've seen how good these guys are. And, you know, I don't have to try to do too much. You know, I can just stay within myself because we have a bunch of great players on this team. And, you know, that was the mentality I had when I got here.
So when we were talking to Tom Caron yesterday from Nesson, and he was saying that, you know, a market like Boston isn't for everybody. You know, that the scrutiny the Red Sox get is day in and day out really overwhelming. You've obviously seen the difference. What is it like on a daily basis to go through that scrutiny and the pressure that goes with being a Boston Red Sox?
You know, it's part of it. You know, I mean, we know this is a big market here, and you know, by the end of the day, baseball is baseball, and you know, you got to be willing to you know strap it on every single day, and you know, some people thrive on it, some people don't, but I like this kind of atmosphere, and you know, with the team that we have, I mean, this is just a great spot for me.
With Steve Pierce of the Red Sox, I mean, being in the division so much throughout your career, you played for all five teams now, you're well aware of the battle between the Yankees and the Red Sox, but this is a rivalry to the extreme because you guys have separated yourselves from everyone else in the division. It's not even close. I mean, everyone knows what's going on here. It's going to be Boston and New York. You're just fighting it out for the division. Are you circling future games against the Yankees? Like, how exciting is that going to be down the stretch, playing in the Bronx and playing at Fenway against the Yankees?
Oh, it's going to be exciting. You know, just playing against both these guys for a long time. And we know what these guys are all about. Now being in the rival part of it, Red Sox-Yankees, I mean, it's exciting. I'm looking forward to it. To be the best, you got to beat the best. And right now, it's like, you know, we're the top two teams, and we want it. We're bringing it every single day, and we're not ignorant to the fact that they're winning games too. So you know, we're keeping our foot on the gas pedal, and we know we got to take care of business. One game at a time, and we have that mentality right now.
Well, good luck with the injury. Hopefully, you're back on the field real soon. Continued success down there in Boston. We look forward to seeing what you guys have up in store the rest of the way down the stretch. So thank you for doing this, Steve. We appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
Here's Steve Pierce, formerly of the Blue Jays, currently with the Red Sox, will not play tonight. But just looking over their schedule, into September, actually.
They got the Yankees twice.
Yes.
Like in the last 2 weeks, right? Six of the last 12 games against the Yankees.
Yeah. Mid to late September, they're in the Bronx for three. The final series of the year is at Fenway against the Yankees. But they've also got a series at Cleveland,
yeah,
and a series at home to Houston. So that, I mean, those are your playoff teams in the American League. So in September, the Red Sox are going to see Houston, Cleveland, and the Yankees, and that's who you're going to meet at some point in the American League. So they got Atlanta in there too. They're at Atlanta, and Atlanta's probably been the biggest story in baseball, what they've managed to do this year. Phillies, they've been a great story.